That was a very Duke word you used.
A lot of thank yous today. This is fun. Thanks to those who joined us, which included Ian Happ, Jeffrey Bear, Chris Rose, and Annie Costable. Thanks to Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Kevin Lapka, and Connor O'Donnell. Tomorrow is going to be a fun one. I just got the updated rundown, and it looks like we're going to have Dawn Staley at 11, Mike Florio at noon, Nick Friedell, Russell Dorsey. So we'll cover all things. And as you mentioned, Layla will be in, and Layla is covering the Bulls practice today.
And she just sent us a text in the group thread saying she's got great Bulls tape that we have to go over for tomorrow. So, winner, winner, chicken
right,
dinner.
We will do that. Here are Parkins and Spiegel. Oh, boys.
Whew,
what's going on?
Hot stuff coming here, man. Hell of a guest list today. Entertaining stuff. And that guest list tomorrow. We've got Nico Horner in 30 minutes. Got Jed Hoyer in an hour. Like, this station is popping.
Nico's doing things, man.
Nico what a manufactured game. Runs.
They're playing
like
winning baseball.
A mofo.
God,
yesterday.
Was that fun. I can't wait to ask him if he was a big slip and slide guy as a kid. Because, it looked like he started that slide maybe 30 feet before home plate. And it was just the way he got up with the arms flailing out wide, just the little kid smile. That was great stuff.
Felt like he needed it, too. He'd had some bad BABIP luck, weird start to his season, a lot of check swings, not seeing it great. Felt like he needed to have a... You could add a win to the Nico Horner column yesterday.
I agree. You know, it was.
I don't know if he'll admit to it though.
But it was. It's been a bumpy start. It's been a little bit of a bumpy start,
which is unusual for him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
got thrown out on the bases. Got picked off the other day. Did you guys see base stealing is down? I thought it was going to be up even further based on the rules last year and another year, but attempts are down and success rates are down.
Early. It might be cold weather. Guys don't feel stretched out necessarily. I'm just trying to think off the top of my head of what some of the variables would be.
The theory I saw is that pitchers and catchers had another year to think about it as well. That they're better. That pop times are better. That pitchers are throwing over, even though they're worried about
with
the disengagements.
Less fear.
Less fear. You know, who did a great job overnight,
yeah,
I thought.
Donald's brother.
I can't groan when I just did the one before that.
No,
right?
It's true.
No. I've lost groaning privileges.
Absolutely. Lawrence and I could groan at the both of you.
Sure, feel free.
And we
guys.
Do every day.
Go ahead, guys.
That's allowed. That's allowed.
All right. All right, there we go.
Yeah.
But yeah, station's popping.
But I mean, I'm worried about the Cubs.
How so?
Injuries. Injuries derail great teams. And they're winning in spite of their injuries.
You mean the 2024 White Sox?
Yeah, that's what it is. It's the injuries that are keeping them from 72 wins.
You said it.
But it's testing the limits early.
Yes.
And then that can lead to overuse early. And the ramifications are not just the missed tie-own innings or just the missed steal innings. It's the extra innings on everyone else. And say it was so good, and then does the power not come back, and the bullpen's been in Merriweather. How many more can they afford?
Also, you're going to get regression to the mean for Happ and Bellinger when it comes to power, I do think. So, and Michael Bush has found money at this point. You know, that's going to regress.
As long as he homers every day, you're good.
Yeah, you're right. Then they'll be fine.
The last 14 runs they've scored, 7 of them have been on Michael Bush home runs.
Well, let me ask you the question that I asked last week. And Dan, you can chime in on it because we had a long discussion about it. For me, Ben Brown stays in the rotation. For you guys?
Here's the
thing. When both are back?
I think that there needs to be some room made for that young man.
Well, it depends on what you think is the most valuable thing to your team. I tried to get at some of this with Council last Friday. We'll talk about it a little bit with Jed at 3. I think Craig wanted guys that he could use for bulk innings, multiple innings. And because Assad was in the rotation and Brown had to come up and go right into the rotation, they have had nobody for that. Keegan Thompson, now here twice, has used multiple innings both times.
Really
I think
good
depending
last night,
on
too.
Score and situation. I like Brown as a guy who can pitch the 5th and 6th.
That him or Assad, one of those two is going to be that guy. I think as soon as Tyone comes back, or they'll stay in a six for Shota like they've talked about. But Hendricks, yes, in trouble. But
who would you rather have start a game right now, Brown or Kyle Hendricks?
But you can't use,
Hendricks gets a couple more.
You can't use Hendricks out of the bullpen in that role, I don't think.
No.
So
not
so then there's your short term answer as you buy him another. I agree, Danny, that he gets another couple. But like, I think they want two people who they could use as bulk guys, and right now they have none. Maybe Keegan Thompson is back up for one. You know, what I was thinking might be one final look.
But that's what the flyer on Tehran is. No question that even at his age, that the guy pitches innings.
How old is Julio?
33. Okay. He seems older.
Listed 33.
Yeah, but it seems I would have guessed older, but I think that's where he is.
Yeah, I was going to say 36. 33, all right.
So, yeah, I think Brown is – I think they're going to want Brown in the bullpen. As good as he can be as a starter. If he can be that dude with – you know,
Miss
it popping
guy.
Miss Bats guy for the middle of your bullpen, and he can go three times a week. I think that's more valuable than as a starter.
Outgetters,
which I didn't think was the case 5-7 years ago, and now I believe that those guys can be more valuable. A bulk reliever as opposed to a fourth or fifth starter.
Obviously, so much of it depends on your leverage balance, where you are in a series, and the risk calculus of saying, all right, look, man, we need you to throw 60 pitches in relief today. You got that in you. Mm-hmm. And based on timing and based on an ability to do it, the way that could help set you up in other games is invaluable.
And then you don't need Almonte for an inning, and then Leiter for an inning, and Luke Little for two batters, and hopefully the inning ends, who doesn't have to face the third one, and then Neris, and then, like, you know, you can use two less guys because you're using that one guy for the 60, 70 pitches.
He also was good. Less guys.
Less guys.
He also was pretty good. Mm-hmm. Relatable.
See, now you could grow if you wanted to. See,
there it is.
My God.
There it is.
I like that one. It's sort of in between the crusty groan and the Brett Goldstein as Roy Kent. Sort of like,
oi.
The growl. Oi. That's more a growl than a groan. Something.
That's more crusty.
More crusty.
That's
definitely
more crusty.
I like doing crusty. Always have.
Oh, God. Are you guys play-in fans, non-Bulls edition? Or are you waiting for the Bulls? Like, will you seek it out tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to watch.
Instead of White Sox baseball? Yes.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm going to watch. I want to see what happens. Like, what Lakers thing do we get? I want to see if Steph has a couple more moments of magic.
They've been good, man. That's the thing. You look at them and you're like, oh, God, I can't believe they're down. What are they, the 9 or the 10? Whichever they are.
They're the 10 because they held off Houston, right?
Yeah.
But they've been playing better than that. That late one has me, man. I think that'll be a great two-screen offering to have Cubs and D-backs and then, you know, Warriors and Kings late night. That's fun.
I know that the answer in the short term is it's bad for the league if Steph and or LeBron don't advance to the actual playoffs. But it seems like there's starting to be some growth. Other players that people want to see, other stars that are kind of coming to the forefront.
I won't miss a Thunder playoff game, I'll tell you that. SGA is so fun.
That's exactly what I had in my
to
mind.
Watch.
Jalen Brunson is on that list.
Oh, man.
Tyrese Halliburton is on that
and
list.
And Jason Tatum is still on that list.
Halliburton's had a bumpy second half.
Yep. I mean, Brunson is just bending time and space.
But they might take out the Bucks. Pacers might take out the Bucks. Giannis not going to start the playoffs. Yeah.
And you know that the Knicks have longer title odds than both the Sixers and Heat?
That's crazy. And those two are in the play.
We were talking. The winner of that game will play the Knicks, and so one of them could be the 8 seed or could miss it entirely, and the 2 seed has longer odds than those two teams. I'd love to see a Heat-Knicks series. I think that could just be a slugfest and remind you of yesteryear. That would be excellent.
Not of quite to those levels.
Well, no, of course not. Like, yeah. Whatever the modern version of it is. Whatever the modern version of it is. But just the styles make fights, I think that would be a rough-and-tumble series by modern NBA standards.
I'm trying. Is it Tyler Hero that'd be around the leg of choose a Nick at this point? Or you'd have fibs around.
I was going to say, it would be fibs.
Fibs around.
I got your leg. You're heavier than Van Gundy. Jeez.
Fibs was an assistant on that team, right?
Yeah.
Was he there yet?
No, I think he was still in Minnesota at that point, right? Wasn't he on Musselman's bench?
He was on Musselman's bench for sure. I don't remember the exact year, though.
You wrote the book.
No, I know, but the year of the series is... By the way, out today. Audiobook available now.
There it is.
Who read the audiobook?
Not me.
Oh, I was going to say, I assumed it was you.
James Earl Jones.
I told the story on Mully and Haw this morning.
Kelsey Grammer.
A little bit of an oversight. It was in the contract.
Cindy Lauper, actually.
The publisher was like, congratulations. Like, the option got picked up by the person, and they're going to do the audiobook for your book. I was like, awesome. Can I do it? They were like, oh, they have someone. I was like, yeah, but I'd like to do it. It's my book. And they're like, well, they're very particular. And like, what about studio time? And I'm like, I got access to a studio. They're like, well, okay, you could submit a sample. So I had to submit a sample.
As the author of the book?
Of the author of the book, reading my own book. And they went with their guy. I didn't get the job.
Is it a name guy?
It's a guy who's done like hundreds of books. Yeah, but
didn't get the job.
I'm like, how is that? I was like, I yelled at our literary agent. I'm like, how is it not in the contract that I couldn't do it? It's ridiculous.
Didn't your guy Angelo Cataldi have the same story with his audiobook?
He did his own.
Did he end up ultimately doing it?
But wasn't it his story?
Yes.
They said this is a book that you wrote and reported. It's not like it doesn't have to be in your voice. I'm like, but okay. Wrote the book. Absolutely infuriating.
By the way, Thibodeau was on that bench at the time. It was 98, and Thibs was there from 96 to 03.
Nico Horner in 20 minutes, Jed Hoyer at 3 o'clock, Pat Tomasulo at 4:25. Him and I doing a home and home today. I was on their show at 7:15 this morning, so he's coming on our show in the afternoon.
Beautiful. Have a good show, boys.
Have a good one, gentlemen. It is Parkins and Spiegel on The Score.